The U.S. has denied any involvement in today's assassination in Tehran. Israel hasn't commented on the incident. But just yesterday, Israel's military chief made a comment that's interpreted by some now as a hint of involvement. The Israeli official said Iran will be facing, quote, unnatural setbacks in the year ahead. Gad Shimron is a former member of Israel's intelligence agency, the Mossad. He says Iran is highly vulnerable to infiltration.
It is relatively an open society, relatively. I mean, if you compare it to North Korea, for sure, but even to some other countries in the world, you have tourists coming in. You have a very large diaspora of Iranians who live outside Iran and have very good relations with their families, with their relatives in Iran. And what is most important, don't forget, Iran is riddled with inner conflicts. I mean, you have the Baluchis in the east who want some more autonomy. You have the Kurds in the northwest. You have the Arabs in Khuzestan, in the western provinces of Iran, who really don't think they are Iranians. And there are some very strong dissident organizations like the Mujahideen al-Khalq, who are fiercely anti-Ayatollahs. And therefore, it is not that difficult to operate in Iran. There's a lot of opposition, inner opposition in Iran. I believe there are locals. I believe there are Iranians who are guided, financed probably as well, by foreign intelligence organizations. And I think to the list of the usual suspects, one should add not only Israel and the United States, but also actually a wide coalition of international forces such as the British MI6, the Saudi intelligence, even the Egyptian intelligence before last year revolution was very much involved in this struggle to hold and to delay the Iranian nuclear program.
And a magnetic bomb? I mean, we've seen these things in the movies, but how widely are they used, and is it an indicator of any particular strategy of any particular spy agency?
No. You know, nobody invents new things. They only just reuse them. The system is that two guys come on a motorcycle, and a lot of motorcycles in Tehran, and in the traffic, they just attach a magnetic bomb on the door, on one of the doors of the car, and speed away. And a few seconds later, there is an explosion, and the victim is gone.
What purpose do these sorts of assassinations really serve? I mean, could killing one person really affect Iran's nuclear ambitions?
Things like this cannot be quantified. You know, it's a matter of, I think, sending a message with the hope that together with the economical sanctions, which seem to work very well, will delay and eventually stop the Iranian nuclear program.
But why not just wait for sanctions to work?
Because all the studies, if you go back in history and you study, let's say, 200 sanctions imposed since, 1920, sanctions alone don't do the job. You always need something else. And it seems that the recipe here is working. The combination of sanctions, the fact that the rial, the Persian, the Iranian rial is dropping very rapidly in the markets, is losing a lot of value. That unemployment is going up, that the regime is facing very, very stiff economical problems. This, together with this program of intimidating top scientists, maybe it will work. I mean, you know, one cannot know. The results will speak for themselves later.
Journalist and former member of Mossad, the Israeli intelligence service, Gad Shimron. Thank you very much for your thoughts, sir.
Thank you.
I also spoke today with David Ignatius of The Washington Post about the moral issues involved in covert operations. Ignatius writes thrillers based on his in-depth knowledge of the intelligence community. He says he has no idea who's responsible for today's assassination in Iran, but
what I do know is the question of whether our covert activities in Iran should include activities that could have the effect of killing Iranians deliberately or by accident has been a very contentious one. This is the dirty side of statecraft or undeclared warfare. It's gone on since the times of the ancients. The Venetians had a masterful assassination service that was part of how they ran their commercial empire. It is a fact of life over many, many centuries, but it's an unattractive one, and it's for good reason that governments refuse to acknowledge these activities, because if they did, I think their publics at home and abroad would be irate. These are things that look to people like murder.
David Ignatius of The Washington Post commenting on, as he put it, the dirty side of statecraft.